The White House Council on Environmental Quality says federal agencies will begin work this summer on a new five-year blueprint. Automatic federal budget cuts took $25 million from the program, designed to make progress on some of the Great Lakes' biggest ecological problems, such as invasive species and toxic hotspots. Environmentalist Jeff Skelding with the Great Lakes Coalition says that's $25 million the lakes cannot afford to lose.
We're all competing for scraps. To get the job done in the Great Lakes, when the plan came out in 2005, the price tag on that was $26 billion. We're a far, far way away from having enough money to get the job done.
Skelding and Christy Meyer with the Ohio Environmental Council are among those who have been lobbying for restoration of the cuts. Meyer says more than 1.5 million American jobs are directly tied to the Great Lakes.
Projects that are going to not only reduce stormwater and also nutrient pollution flowing into Lake Erie, but they're also going to generate an economic return, putting people back to work and improving their quality of life.
The current plan expires next year.